You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
The Archaeology Podcast Network is sponsored by Codify, a California benefit corporation. Visit Codify at www.codify.com.
This is episode 102 for the 12th of April, 2017.
Another day of archaeology with the ARC 365 podcast. This is Chris Sims. I'm here at the SAA in Vancouver with Caitlin Davis. And Caitlin, can you give some background on what your presentation was, where you're at, and what you're up to?
Sure. So my presentation was on Mesoamerican codices. I am currently a lecturer at Caldwell University, but I did this research at the University of Leiden in the Netherlands. So what I did was looked at the different codices that exist right before the conquest period, and I wanted to figure out, do people use writing in the same way or not? Because traditionally we separate them out based on either Maya stuff is considered epigraphy, proper writing, and the Mexican stuff is considered art history and studied more from an iconographic perspective. So what I wanted to think about is this meaningful, or are we just imposing our own ideas onto this writing because it looks more like our own writing?
Yeah.
So what I did basically was I went through the codices and I did two different case studies. One was on iconography, one was on linguistics to see how do they represent the same subject matter, how they use the same linguistic practices. And what I found was that there's a lot of fluidity between text and image. So there are situations in which, in the Maya codices, we have seen them use phonetic writing to depict something. But they actually depict the same thing using pictorial writing as well that's based on the Mexican tradition. And sometimes they actually mix it up. So they use a Mexican symbol with an actual Maya glyph, and then in that context, the symbol becomes a glyph. So looking at sort of text and image dichotomy, I guess, and thinking about actually, is it worth it to separate them out and say one should be studied from art history and one should be studied from epigraphy, or should we actually make a new field that just is for Mesoamerican writing and think about what literacy means in that context?
That's really fascinating. So what kind of time period are we talking about for the overlap of Maya and Mexican imagery?
So there's a long history between Maya and Mexican interactions, but really what I looked at is from around AD 1100 to AD 1500.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So pre-Columbian.
Yeah, right before the conquest. Although some of the documents were actually technically post-conquest, but they're from areas that were not contacted by the Spanish.
Gotcha.
So they still have that tradition.
Cool. So what are some suggestions that you have for developing a new field for the Maya-Mexican synthesis there?
So I think definitely there should be a move away from separating out the codices based on just their area.
Uh-huh.
So I don't really know anyone that actually studies both the Mexican and the Maya codices. Usually it's you either focus on one or the other. So I think creating programs that focus on the actual Mesoamerican experience and thinking about how representation works in a certain area. I mean, for Mesoamerica stuff, it's really the only area in the world where writing developed in isolation, because if we go to Europe, everything there was sort of interacting with each other. Even China sort of knew about European writing or Greek writing, stuff like that. So because Mesoamerica developed in such isolation, we need to make sure that when we're studying it, we're not just putting it into a category that we made up that makes sense for our own writing systems.
Right, yeah, because like the category that we make up for our own writing systems superimposes Western traditions.
Yeah, exactly.
On top of this thing that is not necessarily compatible for understanding it.
Yeah, so basically the idea is to sort of decolonize it, even though decolonization is a bit of a buzzword, I know, but decolonize our understanding of what writing is and stop assuming that just because writing looks like what we think it should be, that it actually is what writing is, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it is its own thing in its own context.
And in certain contexts, especially Mesoamerica, they would not have necessarily valued phonetic writing as a direct transmission of information.
Yeah.
So especially for science, we think about how we want to transmit the exact information exactly, perfectly, no interpretation. But for a lot of Mesoamerican stuff, it's really about interpretation. So I looked at difrasismo specifically, which was a type of metaphorical speech. And it requires you to be able to understand the culture and understand the image, but also interpret it in your own way. So in that sense, phonetic writing wouldn't make any sense for that.
Gotcha. So are these references to oral traditions?
They are used in oral traditions, yes. So it's actually really interesting because in some of the difrasismo in the codices, you can see someone that has a speech swirl in front of their mouth that actually says that the person is speaking the next selection of images.
That's
which
really
is cool.
Yeah. So it lets you know what's going on.
Exactly. It tells you,
guides you through it.
Explicitly, like, this is not just a picture. This is something that someone has been saying. It is meant to be said.
Yeah.
And then even in modern day, if we look at modern populations and do some ethnoarchaeology, people are still using the same defeated sea smoke. They're still using it in the same way.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, are there any other things you'd like to say about that?
I don't think so, really. I think just we need our own field for it. We need to break away from the sort of separation that we're making of it.
Very nice. So one last question. Where can people contact you?
Well, you can email me at cdavis@caldwell.edu. And I also have my website, www.caitlinreddingtondavis.com. I don't know if I should spell it or not, but...
I'll put the link to it on the show notes at archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/arc365.
Okay, awesome.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.